Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A lot of time, effort, and money has gone into the renovations and preservation of the old Hadley Township Hall. That hall was built back in 1884 at 3551 Hadley Road. It has had several repairs and various restorations done over the years, but this last effort to restore a part of the township history was rather extensive, costing about $100,000. To show off all of the renovations that have been done, there will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th, with a ribbon cutting at noon. Back in 2003, the township also built a new hall at 4293 Pratt Road. And until the new office was done, the Board of Trustees kept township records in their homes and worked out of their homes as well. And in other news for today, Tuscola County's Economic Development Corporation has been selected to participate in a 15-month-long Michigan Mobility Fellowship Program. The fellowship program will review public transit and the mobility challenges in an effort to find solutions using technology and innovation. The fellowship will take on various projects that aid in community economic development with the ultimate goal of helping promote equity and improve quality of life for those in the county and the Thumb region. Some potential projects include assessing rural mobility gaps, analyzing connectivity challenges in downtown areas, and countywide safety issues, as well as supporting pilot projects, identifying funding opportunities, assisting with grant applications, developing funding matrices, and overall economic development initiatives. This is according to Tuscola's EDC Director, Alicia Proctor. For more information on the program and the fellowship position, you can go to the Rural Mobility Systems and Connectivity Fellowship. Tuscola was one of 12 counties selected to participate in the program. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
The power of Paralyzed Veterans of America can be felt everywhere. For over 80 years, PVA has been a relentless ally for veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities, delivering life-changing programs and services that transform challenges into change so they can gain the freedom and independence to thrive. That's the power of PVA. Learn more at pva.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Changing Ubley's governmental structure has been pitched during a village meeting. It was noted that veteran village clerk Barb Butch is considering not seeking re-election, and treasurer Larry Gornowitz has questioned what steps the council will take to fill the clerk position if Butch does not run again. During the discussion, it was pointed out that several municipalities have gone with making the clerk's position an appointed one instead of an elected position. By filing the clerk's position that way, someone with enough experience can just be hired directly for the job that doesn't necessarily have to live inside the village limits. Regarding the positions, the council also voted to let the village DPW supervisor go. Before taking that action, the council consulted with their legal counsel and sought guidance from the Michigan Municipal League. And in other news for today, Lake Township's Board of Trustees has reported that the township is having issues with their website. The issue is that the website is not allowing access to certain documents. Those who want information and are not able to get it from the website can still contact the Township Hall directly to get the information by calling 1-989-856-4867. The Township officials will be meeting at 4 p.m. on the third Thursday of the month at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, March the 12th of 2026, for a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.